from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. We have the latest on the U.S. presidential race for you. A day after delivering a hardline speech on immigration, Donald Trump is continuing to stress his America First approach. Speaking at a rally in Wilmington, Ohio, Trump said that as president, he would treat everyone with dignity, respect, and compassion. However, the Republican presidential nominee says our greatest compassion will be for the American citizen. Trump on Wednesday night said that he would immediately force out immigrants living in the country illegally who have committed crimes, as well as expel people who have overstayed visas.
Under a Trump administration, it's called America First. Remember that. To choose immigrants based on merit, skill, and proficiency. Doesn't that sound nice?
Meanwhile, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine says Donald Trump caved in and choked by failing to discuss his demands that Mexico pay for a border wall during his meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Kaine, campaigning in New Hampshire, is casting Trump as gutless. He says Trump should have looked Peña Nieto in the eye and honestly discussed the wall. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in the U.S. state of Florida Thursday morning. NASA said SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site, shaking buildings several kilometers away. Webcam video showed a large plume of smoke at the launch site. No one was injured, but the rocket and satellite on board were destroyed, according to SpaceX. This is VOA. The UN Syria envoy warned that a recent agreement that saw the population of a Damascus suburb evacuated after surrendering to the government could be repeated in other places around the country. At a press conference in Geneva, Stefan de Mistura warned that after Deraa, we may have other Deraas. Government forces kept Deraa under tight siege for 4 years after the suburb evicted security forces in 2012, ultimately securing an agreement for the estimated 6,000 remaining civilians to leave last week. De Mistura's humanitarian advisor, Jan Egeland, said the UN's humanitarian task force for Syria had failed the people of Deraa. Meanwhile, De Mistura says talks are going on in Geneva by the U.S. and Russia aimed at reaching a cessation of the fighting in Syria.
The discussions, and you are aware of it, in this building while we are talking and while we are meeting, are ongoing at the very senior military in security and the diplomatic level between the Russian Federation officers at the very senior level and American officers and representatives.
De Mistura says those talks could last through the weekend. Turkey Wednesday denied U.S. claims that it agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters and says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But a spokesman for Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, called a truce out of the question. Malaysia's health ministry says a woman who traveled to Singapore has been diagnosed with the Zika virus, the country's first case of the mosquito-borne disease. The ministry says the 58-year-old woman tested positive for Zika in her urine after she developed a rash a week after her return from Singapore. It says her daughter in Singapore also tested positive for the disease. It said Thursday the virus was believed imported from Singapore since the woman started experiencing symptoms on the same day as her daughter. Zika has mild effects on most people but can be fatal for unborn children. Infection during pregnancy can result in babies with small heads, a condition called microcephaly, and other brain defects. Singapore says more than 40 people have been affected by the virus. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is criticizing a European ruling that Apple owes more than $14.5 billion in back taxes. He says the decision may spur Congress to finally address the stalled effort to reform America's corporate tax structure. More on our webpage at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.